propped up against the wall was a dozen men, all gassed. Their colour were black, green and blue, tongues hanging out and eyes staring. One or two were dead and others beyond human aid. Some were coughing up green froth from their lungs. As we advanced, we passed many more men lying in the ditches and gutterways. Shells were bursting all around. My respirator fell to pieces with the continual removal and readjustment. The gas closed my eyes and filled them with matter, and I could not see. I was left lying in the trench with one other gassed man and various wounded beings and corpses, and forced to lie and spit, cough and gasp the whole of the day in that trench.